Amazon to invest 2,000 crore rupees in India. Does India need a chief AI minister? SEBI gives an ESOP lifeline for startup founders. Notion scraps long-term AI plans as the space evolves rapidly. Freshworks is now an AI company, says CEO Dennis Woodside.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. First up, let's talk about e-commerce giant Amazon. Amazon is going all in on India again. So the e-commerce company has announced plans to invest over 2,000 crore rupees in India next year to boost its logistics and tech infra. Yes, Amazon's delivery game is about to get a serious upgrade. Now, this investment isn't just about faster shipping. It's Amazon's way of stepping up in the super competitive quick commerce race. You know, that 10-minute delivery craze where players like Blinkit, Zepto, Swiggy, Instamart, and Flipkart Minutes are zipping around to get your groceries to you even before you say add to cart. Well, Amazon is calling its quick commerce push Amazon Now, and they're not messing around. So the new funds will be going into setting up fresh fulfillment and sortation centers, upgrading existing sites, and rolling out new tools to make deliveries faster, safer, and more efficient. Well, that's what the company has said. Also, a nice touch, they are adding better resting spaces and regular health checkups for the delivery personnel, along with new safety features in their driver app. Gotta say, it's good to see some focus on the people who actually get the job done on the ground. So yeah, buckle up, your next Amazon order might just reach you before your tea is done brewing. Next up, let's talk about India's AI journey, because apparently we are on the road, but no one's behind the wheel. There's now a growing call from tech leaders and policymakers to appoint a chief AI minister. Yes, a dedicated AI czar to steer India's artificial intelligence roadmap. Well, if you ask why, India's got the talent, the consumer base, and some promising AI models in the works. But right now, AI initiatives are scattered across ministries. MeitY is doing one thing, Niti Aayog another, RBI's got advisories, and no one's really coordinating the big picture. In fact, Infosys co-founder Chris Gopalakrishnan summed it up perfectly. He said India needs policies that both promote and regulate AI, and a leader to tie it all together. Now, without one, India risks staying the world's IT back office instead of becoming a true AI powerhouse. In fact, other countries are already ahead. The UAE has had a minister of AI since 2017. France has a chief AI scientist, and the US has AI policy councils. India is still deciding. Some experts do say that there's no need to build a new ministry altogether. Just plug the role into the Prime Minister's office, fast-track regulations, drive global AI partnerships, and boom, we do have a game plan. But many are also saying that we need a dedicated chief AI minister. Because in the AI race, you don't want to be the country still looking for the keys. Now, if you're a startup founder, this next top story is for you. SEBI, or the Securities Exchange Board of India, just handed out a bit of a lifeline with a new ESOP reform. ESOPs are employee stock ownership plans. They're how companies actually let employees own a piece of your business. Until now, founders were tagged as promoters, couldn't really hold ESOPs post-IPO unless they did some complicated shareholding gymnastics. But SEBI is like, let's keep it simple. So founders can now hold or exercise ESOPs even after getting the promoter label, as long as those ESOPs were granted at least 1 year before filing the IPO papers. Now, the key here is transparency. Founders just need to clearly declare these ESOPs in the IPO draft. No more cap table backflips or no more last minute reshuffles. Now, what does this mean? Startup bosses can now stick around post IPO without losing skin in the game. In fact, Mayank Kumar from Upgrad said this helps keep founders aligned with the company's future. And Vinod Murli from Altidia Capital put it nicely, saying that founders who sacrificed so much finally get to share in the long-term value they helped create. Does look like a win for founders, investors, and honestly, the entire startup ecosystem overall. Quick stopover in San Francisco, where productivity software company Notion's co-founder Akshay Kothari gave us a peek into how fast the AI world is spinning. Now, Kothari says in this AI era, a day feels like a week and a week feels like a month. Sounds like all of us trying to catch up on emails, right? But seriously, he says long-term planning is kind of out of the window. Some of the tools Notion's using today didn't even exist 3 months ago. The solution, he says, is to build a team that can adapt quickly and unlearn just as fast. New graduates, he says, are actually better suited for this. They don't have legacy processes to unlearn. But the bigger challenge here is that mid-career professionals who now have to start thinking, building and coding the AI way, that means they need to go all the way to learn new things. Interestingly, Kothari is super bullish on India. He expects India to be Notion's next big growth market, right alongside giants like Google and Microsoft. But for that, Notion needs to ship a faster product and offer local payment options. Notion also plans to ramp up its Hyderabad R&D center, which, fun fact, is the company's only facility outside the US. All right, on to our last story, a quick hit from our exclusive interview with Freshworks CEO Dennis Woodside. The company, once famous as India's SaaS poster child, is now officially calling itself an AI company. So more than half of Freshworks customers apparently are now using its Freddy AI suite. And as AI automates more of the boring, repetitive tasks, the company's workforce, in fact, has shrunk by 20% over the past 2 years. But doesn't mean full layoffs. They are not slowing down. They are hiring aggressively for AI roles and even looking at AI-focused acquisitions in India. It's definitely a big statement and a clear signal that AI isn't just a feature anymore. For Freshworks, it's the core of the product, pricing, and future growth. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.